This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. A cash crop is a crop grown for money. 400 years ago, the first cash crop for European colonists in North America was tobacco. American Indians were already growing it. Then, in 1612, an Englishman named John Rolfe found it would grow well in Virginia and sell profitably in England, says tobacco.org. But tobacco kills millions every year. Farmers face increasing government restrictions on tobacco use. They also face less demand from developed countries and more competition from developing ones. Some farmers now grow niche crops instead of, or in addition to, tobacco. Niche crops are aimed at a particular market, but choosing what to plant can be difficult. Professor Tony Johnston at Middle Tennessee State University says most tobacco farms are relatively small.
It's a big issue for all the tobacco-growing states is to find those small crops, those niche crops that would provide enough cash flow with fairly similar amounts of area on which you plant your crop.
Some tobacco farmers have chosen to raise prawns or freshwater shrimp. This kind of shellfish is used in different foods and often served cold in what Americans call shrimp cocktails. The British call them prawn cocktails. Tennessee farmer Jane Corbin says she got into this aquaculture business almost by accident.
I had never met anyone who had done this, and I'd never seen a freshwater prawn, but I had read about it, and I just thought it sounded interesting.
On a recent weekend, Jane Corbin and her sons harvested tobacco and prawns from the same field. The prawns grew for 5 months in a pond. The Corbins also raise cattle, along with flowers, vegetables, and other crops. Jane Corbin got into aquaculture in the late 1990s. Other tobacco farmers in the American South gave it a try because state and federal agencies were encouraging a change.
It was advertised as an alternative to your tobacco crop, so far as your income was concerned. That did not ring true. That is not the reason I went into it, of course, but a lot of people did, and they saw that that was not a fact.
Still, Professor Johnston says tobacco farmers are realizing they cannot depend on a single crop. The niche crops that seem to enjoy the most success, he says, are those that get consumers to visit the farm. G. James has bought prawns from the Corbins for years and enjoys helping with the harvest.
It's their kindness and their genuine spirit that I keep on coming back here. And most especially, it's from here in the U.S., not coming from China or some other foreign country, but it's more here in Tennessee.
And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. You can watch a video about prawn farming at VOASpecialEnglish.com. I'm Bob Doty.